The following audio is a Sunday sermon from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Para Vista, South Australia. For more information about the church, please go to paravista.org.au.
So David wanted to build this house out of sticks and stones and wood and mortar and all sorts of things and make this building, that's right, which we've put some of those on here, and we'll get to that in a second. But it's amazing God's response, because he said, I am going to build, the word was, a house for you. God was going to build a house, but what do you think that house was made out of? No. It was made out of people. That sounds weird, doesn't it? But the house is all of his generations, all of his descendants. I'm going to build a house for you and a name for you. And the greatest in the name of David's house has the name of Jesus Christ. Who is, did you notice from that last scripture reading? A cornerstone. Jesus is the cornerstone, the one that holds it all together. So we're going to bring these back. And what I want you guys to do for just a moment, if God is going to build a house, if God is going to build the church, if God is going to build something in the future and he's using people, who's he going to use? Which people? Yeah, you. And them. Can you look at all of them? Yeah? He's going to use them too. God's going to use all of these people to build something completely different. So I want you, if you can bring all of these here, and you can start writing some names of people on those, of God's house. And then we're going to make a building while I talk to them one more time. One of the most amazing things about these living stones, or the living stone. What's the living stone's name? Jesus Christ. That's the typical children's sermon answer. You'll notice these living stones moving and squirming back here, which is exactly what I think God desires of us, to move and squirm into the future, excited to share the gospel of God, not just kept in a building, because a building, as you heard from the skit, is not about the bricks and mortar and all that stuff. It's about the people. It's about the relationships. So when God talks about building in the Bible, I think very little it has to do with structures, but it has to do with a verb. God builds, right? God is building things. There are three things that God is building, I believe. These three things. The first is community. Our cafe is designed to build community, isn't it? Our cafe was built by human hands, but the building is for God to use us for community. God calls people into community, and this comes through various forms, because he recognizes the importance of the temple is not the structure and not what it's made out of, but what happens there. When Jesus turns over the tables, what does he say the purpose of the temple is for? This is my Father's house. It is a house of prayer. That's right. And in the midst of prayer, we build community. That cafe, this sanctuary, that hall, that school, this community. You notice the shirt that I wore today says Good Shepherd Community is all built by God himself, because it's about people. The second way, God tears down walls and builds bridges. God is building bridges each and every day. So when that happens, when God tears down, just like we read in Ephesians 2 last week, God tears down the dividing wall between people, between Jew and Gentile, between clean people and dirty people. Or at least that's how we sometimes separate ourselves. When God tears down those walls and builds bridges, true community happens. God builds bridges, not walls. The last way. We hear when Jesus speaks to the disciples last time in Matthew 28, it's not about staying put. It's not about stasis. It's not about stagnation. He says, go, right? I'm not sure Jesus was particularly interested in worship church attendance and making sure that you got there every week. Of course, worshiping together is important to him, but his word to the disciples was not go and make members of the temple and make sure that they offer their tithes. What did he say? Go and make disciples. And that key word is go, to walk, to move, to squirm in the kingdom. To not be content with just the place we've always been. And so we see it here today with these young people who are writing the names of their closest family and friends, I'm almost positive. Because it's their truest desire and belief is that their closest friends and family will be the ones to share the faith with them as they move forward. Because God, in the final one that I think, God is building momentum. God builds momentum through people because it's about movement. God uses living stones held together with the great cornerstone to build momentum, to move us forward into the future so that we can go and make disciples of all nations, but starting in this community right here and moving farther out. God's building momentum. God builds community. God builds bridges. God builds momentum. So as you walk back there today after the service, and we dedicate this, practice those three things today, if you would. Build some community. Meet someone new. Tear down some bridges. Tear down some walls. Tear down some walls. Let God build some bridges between you. And lastly, let the momentum of the Holy Spirit carry us into the future. I'll be right back. So, whose names did we put on here? What names did you put on here? What's a name that you think we should put on here? Is that your name? Whose name is that? Is it someone you're related to? Is someone in your family? Or is it a friend? A friend. Very good. Who did you put? Very good. Who's this? Jaden. Which one is that? Oh, yeah. She thinks you're going to be great in God's kingdom. That's fantastic. What about you guys? Look at this. They're ready. What are some of the names? Who are these people on here? All people in the Bible. People have gone before us. That's fantastic because they are a great cloud of witnesses too that are with us. And who's this? Oh, that's cement. Never mind. Sorry, I'm on the wrong page. I'm going to go to this one. You guys are awesome. Did you guys come up with some names?
Yeah, they're on the back.
Oh, they're on the back here. What are some names?
Jesus Christ, my friends, me and my family, my pets, everyone in the church.
Everyone, friends, family, and the church. And who is the? What is the church? You got it right. All of them and us together. Do you think that we could pray together as the church? Can we pray together today? Julianne, can we lead them in prayer today? So as I pray, can you repeat after me? Okay, let's pray. Ready? Dear God, thank you for the church, for the people. Thank you for building community, for building bridges, and for building momentum. Thank you, living stone, Jesus Christ. Help us move. Amen. Okay, last thing. Can you guys maybe make a building right here as a visual before we get to communion today?